Hello, hello, everybody. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is the Pearman, and you're listening to the Pearman presentation. It is the last show, last semester showdown. Oh, and we got a great, great show planned for y'all today. Oh, so many amazing things. We're going to take you on a journey, and we're not just finding love. We're going to actually be doing love. It's Tinder. We're going to be live. We're playing Tinder. You know, you swipe right, you swipe left. You know, there are so many amazing things that you can do with the Tinder that just a lot of people don't understand, you know. Tinder is just one of those things, like, you know, that's really where people find love. You know, it happens on this campus each and every day. And I'm just so excited to play this game with you guys. You know, finding love is something that everybody wants, but nobody gets. I mean, I just don't get it. Like, you know, you've tried to find love. You think that it's working out. You know, people are confusing. It's like, what are you going to do? It is the philosopher. It is the people playing the games. It's the Tinder game. There are so many, so many amazing things. And we're going to be playing Tinder. We're going to be playing Tinder real soon for y'all. But you know what? The very first topic I want to cover with you guys tonight. I want to cover tonight is the radio channel, the YouTube channel. I want to cover life. I want to cover finals. I want to cover, what are you going to do when you see your parents when they pick you up? What are you going to tell them? You're going to tell them about what you did with that person last night. Oh, you was getting freaky. Oh, no, you weren't. No, you weren't, because it's your parents. You can't tell them that. You can't tell. You gotta keep those things into yourself, you know what I mean? But if you tell them, think about it. That's called open relationship. It's like, I'll tell you everything. I got you. You my parent. I got you. You get to know everything about my life and everything. Even my life that happens under the world that you will never know about, because that is who you want to tell everything about. You know, they know everything about you. Parents, they gave birth to you. They were with you. They raised you. But tell them. Tell them about what it's like, you know. Tell them about your first final. Tell them about your first kiss, you know. Everybody, you know, because people just want to hear this stuff, you know. I don't know what it is. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's Justin Bieber, you know. That's the first person I want to talk to you guys about, you know, because when you're telling your parents about your first kiss, Justin Bieber is going to be like, what do you mean? And you know, I sometimes wonder too, what does Justin Bieber mean? Let's see what Justin Bieber has to say about this.
What do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no. What do you mean? Hey, yeah, you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What do you mean? Oh, what do you mean? Since you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? You're so indecisive, what I'm saying. Trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between.
Whoa, Justin, that is gaslighting. The Justin Bieber coming into you live. He's like, what do you mean? That is gaslighting, Justin. You know better. You know better. He's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? You know, because he knows that it's going to be uncomfortable when you tell your parents about, you know, the grades or, you know, your first kiss. But it's okay, because Justin Bieber is like, what do you mean? You tell your parents, what do you mean? And so let's see what he has to say.
Says you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? You're overprotective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go.
countdown to summer. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for the summer. Justin Bieber. Oh, I want to see Justin. Justin. No, I do not, because Justin's a gaslighter. He's like, no, what do you mean? Well, I know what you mean, because what I tell me, you know, when you tell people about your first kiss, what do you mean? I thought it was going to be with me. I'm breaking up with you. We are not friends. Oh, you want to be friends with me? Yeah, because you didn't have your first kiss. But you know what? You know what? That's okay, because that is what life is about. It's about doing the things that you think that you can do without doing them. And that is called manipulating the reality, because people, they're going to try to tell you that you don't know what you're thinking. You don't know what you're saying. Then you tell them a different reality. You tell them that they did their own laundry and then say you've folded the laundry because you folded that laundry. It is a game of games, because you'll have people, like, there are people in McKean who are like, yo, I did my laundry. Yo, I did my laundry. I'm like, I folded your laundry. I did your laundry. And they're like, how did you do my laundry? And I'm like, you're gaslighting me. That is not okay. Not okay. That is a no-go zone. And you know, but it's okay, because Justin Bieber, he sums it up perfectly. You just have to ask them kindly, what do you mean? And when they get frustrated, you know, you just ask them what they mean. Justin's going to sum it up real quick for us.
Hey, you got my smile?
What do you mean? Cause you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, babe. Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
You know the vibes, Justin. You know, it's so amazing to see people, you know, on the YouTube channel finding success, finding what they want to do in life, because he's like, what do you mean? And my parents don't know what I mean when I tell them I don't know what I mean when I want to be an undecided major. It's like sacrilege in the college arts and studios. But, you know, that's what it is. It's undecided. What are you going to do? What do you mean? What do you want to do? You know, I don't know what I want to do. Well, stop getting on my business, because Justin said it. What do you mean? I don't know. What do you mean? Because I don't know what to mean, because that's undecided. What do you mean? Like, you know, that's the point of being an undecided person. It's an undecided major. That's what I'm majoring in. And a lot of people don't understand it, but every time they try to gaslight you and tell you, what do you mean? Well, you know, me and Justin, we're here, like, what do you mean? You know, really mellow, very chill. What do you mean? You know, I'm undecided. What do you mean? And, you know, that's the thing, because people are going to try to gaslight you and tell you that even when you did the laundry, you didn't do the laundry. And that's not okay, because you did that laundry. You put it in the air. You said, this is my zone. It's a touchdown laundry bin touchdown. You know the vibes when we do the laundry. Everybody is there like, whoa, how did you do the laundry? I'm so impressed. You gotta put that on your Tinder profile, Instagram profile, job applications. You know, I put it all on there. You know, when I go for a job interview, they're like, whoa, you do your laundry. I'm like, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I can do my laundry. But, you know, to some people, it's a big deal. You know, yeah, it's a big deal. They go to me, like, everybody in my dorm, nobody knows how I do their laundry but me. I teach everybody. They're like, Larry, how are you so good at this? You are like the best laundry person I've ever met. How do I do my laundry? And, you know, I do it. You know, I teach them, because that's how you do the job interviews. You got to learn before you do. You got to teach before you teach. You got to think before you think. That's called being a laundry person, and that's called success. It's networking, because when they ask me to do their laundry, who do you think they're going to ask to close their window? The engineer, the laundry engineer. That's who I am. And they don't, you know, they think I'm playing games. But, you know, sometimes you just got to think about what you're doing. You know, Justin Bieber, he once said that yummy is a food. You know, it's yummy. Let's see. You know what? I wonder what Justin thinks about Yummy. Stallion, you need no step on, no, you stay on the run. Ain't on the side, you're number one. Yeah, every time I come around, you get it done. 50-50 all the way you split. 100 racks on me, spin it back. Light a magic, get lit it back. That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. All the knives back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Tell them, just they told them what they have, just that I need to know. Yeah, you got that yummy, 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 yummy. Yeah, 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 you know the vibes. We got the cat in the crib. They think it's cat, they think it's crib. Which cat in the crib?
Lost control of myself, I'm compromised. You're incriminating, no disguise. And you ain't never running low on supplies. 50-50 all the way you split. 100 racks on me, spin it back. Light a magic, get lit it back. Jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yum.
You got that yummy, 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 rummy. So you put it in your tummy, cause it is so yummy, tummy, rummy. You know the vibes, it's rap solo time. They think we play it, but we out here.
I'm in a Lambo, I'm on my way. True house slippers on with a smile on my face. I'm a lady, that you are my lady.
You know what we are, you know what we are. You got that yummy. Me yummy, yummy, yummy. Justin, Justin, can you break it down? Wow, 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 Justin, I just can't. Sometimes he breaks it down. He says, yeah, so yummy, yummy, yum. Yeah, yeah, yummy, yeah, that is right, because that is how you play Tinder. Justin, oh my gosh, so, so, so much fun to watch. You know, we're so close to playing Tinder, you know what I mean? Because that's what it's all about. You know, you find what you like, you find what you want to do, and then you put it on your YouTube channel, you know, because that's what Justin does. And it's always amazing seeing him succeed and seeing him do what's yummy, you know, because sometimes what's yummy to you is not yummy to me, and what's yummy to me is not going to be yummy to you. And that is called how you do the laundry, because some people want to do it, some people don't. I don't, because I will never do the laundry, because that is called the people taking the power. You do the laundry if you want to, but I feel empowered to not clean my clothes. It's called a power structure. No, I'm not doing that. I am empowered to not do my laundry. No, that is not happening. I will never do it. That's just not who I am. But you know what? If they want to do their laundry, go ahead and do it, because then you can use reality to make them think that you did your own laundry when you actually didn't. And that is called when they gaslight you and tell you that you didn't do your laundry. I know. I don't get it either. Some people are like that. I know, like, who gaslights you for things like that? But you know what? It is the McKean people sometimes. They are like that. You know, I don't understand it. But, you know, it's the bathroom vibes. You know, you're in the bathroom. You have so much fun in the bathroom. You have so much fun in the bathroom. What do you do in the bathroom? Some people shave their thingies in the bathroom. That is not me. I do not do that. Don't ever choose that bathroom. But, hey, if it's good in there, you know, sometimes you gotta do it. But, no, that is not happening. Sometimes you do, though, because, like, it grows. You know, things happen. It's human nature. It's biology. But it grow. Oh, no, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? If you got to shave it, shave it in your room. No, use the bathroom, because then you can. You see, it's these great debates. You know, where are you going to shave your thingy thing? You could shave it in your room. You could shave it in the bathroom. You could shave it in your friend's room. When you're invited, it's like, whoa, it's like this psychodynamic, psychoanalytical theory from psych. What are you going to do to resolve those unconscious feelings of anxiety? And, you know, it's exactly the argument, because it's like, I don't know where I want to trim them. But, you know, it's the strategy, too, because some people use razors. Some people use electric razors. Me, personally, I don't know what to use. You got to mix it up. You got to see what works for you. And that's how you do what works for everybody. You know what I mean? And that's the thing about laundry, because you could do it in the laundry room. You know what? It's so adaptable sometimes. Have you guys ever thought about how adaptable things like this are? Like, it just amazes me that, you know, the professors try to teach me stuff, but I also teach myself. Like, I don't know what it is about me. I just really like teaching myself things. Let's see what Beyonce has to teach us. Tune in rap section. Let's see what we got here. You know what I mean? There are so many different ways to rap to this beat. But you know, I'm just gonna try. You know, because we are going to subscribe and see what happens. So, you know, everybody, they think they know, but they don't really know what they think that they know. You got the people, the gaslighters, the laundry hampers, they think that they know. Do they really know? I don't know, because if you know, then you would really know that the music is in the background right now. But the laundry people, they think that they know, because they know when every time I see them, I just want to go. We out and we singing and we rapping. We tell them we not happening. We on the ground, we underground. They think that we're on the ground. Which ground are we on? I don't know. Which ground are you on? I don't know. It's ground. It's dirt. It's things. You know what I do? It's the ground and ground and ground and ground and ground and ground. And so much fun thinking about rap songs. You know, that's called the rap, and that's called doing the rap. And a lot of people ask me, they're like, Larry, how do you rap? And you know, it's really, really difficult. But you know what I just did? I just let the flow come to me. Like, a lot of people don't know how to connect the ground to other ground aspects of the ground. Like, there are so many different types of ground that you don't even know which ground you're on. And that is what I do when I'm rapping. You know, everybody's like, people are always like, Larry, can you rap for me on campus? Everybody's like, Larry, can you rap during the football games? Can you rap during the basketball games? Can you rap for me? Like, right now, can you rap? And I'm like, I don't even rap like that. Like, how do you rap? Like, I don't even know how to rap. But you know, that's okay, because they're gonna gaslight you and tell you that you can't rap, and that's when you start rapping, because that's when you'll teach yourself how to rap. and it's during those moments that you really grow as a philosopher. And, you know, like the great Aristotle once said, if you work hard, you will play hard. Nicki Minaj took that from him. But, you know, Nicki Minaj is such an interesting philosopher. I love dissecting the great Nicki Minaj and her, like, amazing quotes. It really warms my heart because I know one day I'm going to be one of those people who's on the SpongeBob SquarePants channel rapping. You know, I'm going to give you guys a little bit more of a freestyle just to let you know how to rap. So we're on a boat, you're on a boat, we're on a boat with a friend. Whoa, 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 whoa. And you see what I just did, Larry? That was so good. How did you do that? I don't even know. Whoa, that was so amazing, man. I don't know. Sometimes I'm like Kanye West sometimes. I don't know. Some people call me Kanye. You guys might call me Kanye. Am I Kanye? And you know what? I got a little bit of Kanye in me. That's who I am. But wow, it's so amazing that I'm like Kanye West right now. Like, keep trying. Like, they're like, whoa, how is he so good at rapping just like without even trying? Like, you know, I can just like play a beat and just like, you know, we are going up to Milo's, it's Milo's, it's Milo's, who going to Milo's? Oh, I'm in, I'm going, whoa, you know, it's rapping, that's what comes to mind, that's what the great Kanye West does, that's what the great Larry does. Is Larry Kanye West? No, I'm not Kanye West, I just have aspects like him that go and flow and rap, and that's what I do on a daily. Like, it's just different, you know, sometimes that's just what I do. But, you know, I'm not going to let you guys decide who the best rapper is. You go vote for it. Go vote. Put my name up there. Listen to me on Spotify. I don't even know if I have a Spotify, but go up there. Go search it. You know, because you never know who's recording when, you know, when I'm rapping. Because I say a lot of really great bars. Like, the thing about the ground, and then you go to the ground because you have to run away from the ground. Like, that's just like Lord of the Rings type of time right there. You know what I mean? But, you know, let's see, you know, there are so many amazing songs, and I want to go back to Beyonce because I just love Beyonce, and Beyonce loves me, and, you know, we're co-workers, I think, now that she just heard me rap. So let's see. Right, you know, Beyonce, she's like the best thing I never had, and that makes me feel good because I'm going to a wedding soon, and I'm not a great dancer. You know, I'm an amazing dancer, but it's like I don't like to show my dance skills off, just like how I don't like to show my rap skills off. You know what I mean? People ask me to do it, like, I'll do it, but it's like, no, I'm not just gonna dance for you. But at the wedding, I just feel compelled to dance when everybody is dancing, but it's like, no, I don't want to dance. And then it's like, Larry, don't make this wedding about you, it's not your special day, but I feel like it is because I'm dancing and like everybody's asking me to dance. So I kind of feel like I'm getting married too, just to to, like, you know, a dance party, you know? I don't know. Maybe that's just me and them thinking that I'm ready to become a dancer, but I'm not ready to dance. But I'm ready to dance because when you're dancing, I don't know, you just feel the flow. You got the dad moves. I got the dad moves. You know, you move those hips. You sway them side to side. You move them around. You turn that booty around. You know, side, side, back again. Turn that booty around. You know, that's what me and all the dads do because that's just what we do when we're on the dance floor. You know, we move those hips. We shake them. We know what to do. It's bacon. You know, it's little things like that, you know, because we dance. We dance all the time, and that's what we do. You know, you get a flow. You get a rhythm, you know. But, you know, dancing is one thing. Weddings are another. Something I want to talk to you guys about is something that combines both. The best about dancing and the best about weddings, and that is summer camp. And to talk to you guys about summer camp is my great, great friend and one of the best engineers I know. He literally is so amazing.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I asked you to close the window and you closed it.
I did close the window.
You know, it's hard to do things like that. You know, you don't get how good you are. Sometimes I feel like, you know, but he's so amazing. I just love
you, Larry. You, I don't know about that, but thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's why on Tinder, everybody's like, I'm trying to swipe right, but no, he's my roommate, not you. He's my. But, you know, we're not here to talk about that. I'm not trying to be possessive. I'm just trying to be, you know, cordial.
That sounds pretty possessive.
Oh, you playing games now. He playing games. He thinks I'm trying. You know, I don't think so. It's Tinder. You know, you don't throw it around like that. You know, you try to think what you want to think about. And that's what I like thinking about.
I mean, you know what's also very similar to Tinder? Summer camp.
Oh, that's a great, great point. You know, Charlie, tell me about your best Tinder at summer camp.
Oh, I don't know. I think I can combine Tinder, summer camp, dancing, and Beyonce all in one.
Oh, you know, right me now. Too. Yeah, you know, it's because it's...
Because at the summer dances...
Oh.
At the sleepaway...
It goes down at summer dances. It's like, whoa!
I don't know
whoa.
How many people listening went to sleepaway camp, but if you know, you know.
You know.
The dances are hilarious.
Yeah, it goes down in the dance room. We throw the bacon, we throw the hips, and then we put the booty in the hips.
It's either you're throwing down or there's a divide. The Red Sea is parted.
Oh, yeah, you know what happens. They were not playing when they wrote the Bible. They said we gonna divide the sea.
They divided the sea. The sea is divided. There is a clear path
yeah.
in between. The boys and the girls.
Whoa.
And Tinder can't happen then.
No, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
It's an existential crisis. Play Tinder.
Dance.
Oh, dance off.
Dance off.
Oh, you got to go there. You show
them.
You
got to go there. You got to dance off.
You break it down for them. You tell them that they're not playing. You put it down. You say, I'm playing.
You say you're not playing.
Oh,
I'm playing.
Well, yeah, we playing. Yeah, you think that you can dance.
We are playing.
Yeah,
because you're not playing.
Yeah, they're not playing. It's us against them.
It's against them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm talking about. Like, they think that they want to dance with us, but no. We just want to dance. No, you don't want to dance with us. No. You're not allowed to at sleepaway camp. That's the thing. Camp counselors get in the way. It's love. It's interfering with love. Charlie, you're a camp counselor.
I am
Why
a camp counselor.
Does everybody interfere with love?
Well, as a camp counselor, we're in a weird position where we can't, you know, we're like,
this is why the divorce rates are so high these days.
Yeah, because of
the camp counselors.
It's
sleepaway camp.
Because there are so many matches made at camp, but the counselors, me, I know. I've done it sometimes. I have to tell my kids, you know.
They learn divorce from such a young age. It's divorce.
It's bad.
It's divorce. It's
divorce.
Right there. Yeah.
I think camp should be more inclusive.
Yeah, camp should be all about
uniting
the Red Sea. Like,
exactly.
I know in the Bible they talk about splitting the Red Sea, but eventually you gotta unite the Red Sea.
The Red Sea, okay, Larry. The Red Sea has to come together after it's part, right?
Yeah.
Like, the Red Sea just can't always be split. Like, if you go to the Red Sea right now, is it split? I don't know.
This is controversial right here.
This is
science. You know, it's so amazing that we're able to talk these scientific talks and with, you know, such really, like, credible people, me and you.
We are extremely credible.
We know exactly what we're talking about. Like, is it dirt? Is it sand? Is it water? It's water.
It's water.
How else would you know?
It's split water.
It's gotta be. You gotta know what you're talking about. You know, it's water. If people think that it's a phone, no, it's not a phone.
No.
Nope. It's not. There's no way in hell. And you know what's in there? It's salt, it's sushi, it's friends, right?
You know what sushi's not good?
What? Oh, yeah, you know what I mean. It's the lower. Grab it, go, no. Grab it, go, no. No, I don't think so. They think we want that
sushi. Larry, what do you have in front of you right now?
I have the California roll coming straight from you from California.
Is it coming from California?
You know, that's the thing that, you know, I really like to answer because I'm one of those experts in these fields, and you can tell it's from California because it says California.
So then what was the premise of buying that California roll?
You know, sometimes I just want a little taste of California. It's the California roll. You put that roll in, it's like juicy, juicy, juicy.
But is that roll juicy?
And you know, I don't know. That's the avocado. I don't think it had the juice that I was looking for.
You didn't think it had the juice.
It's a California roll. That's a shame. And you know, I'm from Philadelphia. Maybe it's just, you know, intersecting.
East Coast. It might be an East Coast thing.
Yeah, you know, people just don't get it.
California might have really crappy sushi.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But, you know, I love these talks. You know, I'm just going to, you know, play a song about talking for you guys because I really want you guys to learn what it means to talk. It's called Duolibble. It's called physical. Let's get physical.
To go to sleep when I got you next to me.
Physical, physical. You know, Charlie, it's so amazing sometimes getting physical when you're not physical because people are getting physical. And that's...
My question is, Larry, if you're getting physical and you're not physical, are you physical?
Well, you know, that's the thing that Alex Hunter was telling me about with the laundry that I was doing earlier today. You know, I did the laundry, but people didn't think that I was doing
it. Is doing the laundry a physical act?
Of course it's a physical act.
Sure?
Yeah, because it's like trimming the pubic hairs. It's exactly that. Because when you go to the laundry, you fill it up, you do what you gotta do, and then you go out. It's exactly like brushing your teeth. You know what I mean?
I see what you mean. I see, like, I understand why that's a physical act, but it also could be a mental act.
It's a mental act, you know, because you got to think about what you want to do before you do it.
Right, because, like, you can't do something physical without doing the same thing
mentally. No. Oh, no.
Mental or.
Yeah. Like, when you're peeing, like, when you're just there, like, when you're about to pee, you're right. thinking about it before
you're
you go.
You're thinking, I'm gonna pee in your mind. And then you pee.
Well, you know, and that's so amazing because it's like I create my own, like, you know, it's so amazing that I create all of these things. And it's like I should really sell, like, people are like, how do you make money? That's how you make money. You use what you know because you produce things that you didn't even know you could produce. Like, you know what I mean? Like, every time I drink water, I'm drinking water. And every time I use my phone, I'm using my hands. And that's a production of my mind.
That's a production of your mind.
It's like, whoa, like, how do you do all of these amazing things? It's a production, you know, it's a work of art.
I think day-to-day living, I would consider it I think it would be a play.
Yeah.
Because it's a production, like you just said. There's a script. I believe that there's a script.
Oh, that, you know, that explains the divorce rates.
That does explain the divorce rates.
Wow, yeah. You know, it's so amazing how we're just able to connect these such amazing ideas into real-world situations.
I mean, yeah.
Who else can do that? Like, you know, yeah, nobody else can but us.
But us.
Yeah, you know, we tell you the advice.
We give 22.
Yeah, you
That's
know,
what we do.
We tell y'all what y'all need to do. You know what I mean? If you want to break up with somebody, we always say, find a way to make it happen and do what you want to do. And if that means breaking up, you know, maybe you want to break up with them so that you can break up with somebody else so you know how to break up with somebody else in the future.
Exactly.
Yeah, like if you want to know how to break up with someone, just break up with the person you're with right now.
Right, because then you'll know for the future.
That's called future-focused thinking.
Except future-focused thinking.
And, you know, you learn this as a psychologist, you know, who just took Psych 101. I know this because...
See, I haven't taken Psych 101, yeah. So I personally do not know.
These are the little things that separate, that I know that other people don't know. It's mm-hmm. like, what? Like I give them the advice. Like, if you want to be in a relationship, just don't get in a relationship because you want to think about the future and
right.
about the
because
future.
Because you're eventually, like, I don't know about all relationships, but... You're eventually not going to be in a relationship.
Yeah, eventually you're not going to be about a relationship. Like,
so why not just not be in a relationship?
Well, you want to have the commitment issues now because they're always going to pop up now. Because, you know, you want to have, like, you want to think about what you want in the commitment, and then you want to break up with yourself so that you learn how to break up with other people.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you for educating me.
Yeah, right? You know, I give everybody, you know, breakup advice. I'm always telling people to break up with so they can be better at breaking up in the future. You know, that's just a part of me. That's what I do. In fact, you know, I got, you know, so many breakup songs for you guys. Like, breakups are so much fun. Like, you'll see the next time you break up with someone, it's like, whoa, I just broke up with them. Yes, yes, break up. You know, you cry. You know, some people cry, but it's a crying breakup. Like, you cry, and that's part of the breakup because then you're better at breaking up in the future. Ain't that right?
Yeah. I mean, you learn with experience, right?
Yeah, everybody knows and learns in experience. Like, you know, Katy Perry knows, you know, she's like, she knows all about breakups. She's always setting herself up for the future by breaking up with somebody now. And it's right. like, I love that.
I think she might be the best at that.
Yeah, you know, and if you cry after, it's okay because that's part of you. In fact, let's see what Katy Perry has to say. Part of me, Katy Perry.
You're such a liar.
Yeah, you're a liar. Uh-huh, yeah, you tell her. This is the breakup. You know, this is a lot of fun right now. You don't guys realize how much fun she is having right now during this scene.
One sec. I'm done.
Just for one second.
Don't touch me.
It's not what you think.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's not. Come on, let's talk about this.
It's not what you think. Yeah, part of me, because this is the fun breakup part of this song. You know, Katy Perry, breakup. Tell them about breaking up. She is so happy right now. It's so amazing to feel how happy she is in the song. The part of me where I'm ready to break up with the future person to get away from me. I'm future focused, that is part of me. I am ready to get on to the next person. Yeah. Part of me that I'm breaking up with you to focus on the future breakup because I'm future focused, Yeah, Katie, you tell her this is a part of you that's ready to break. You know, she was so excited for that breakup. You know, I have somebody here to talk to you guys about breaking up. His name is Matt. Play Too Much Matt. You know, he's a guy, he breaks up with people. That's what he does. Matt, tell me about why you broke up with him and how that helped you break up with the next person.
All right, so it's pretty simple. When, you know how like in Tinder... like you swipe.
Oh, Matt, bring it out, that juicy stuff. Oh, too juicy, Matt, too juicy.
So like you can swipe left or swipe right. Every time you swipe like the wrong way on someone, like you don't connect with them. That's just a mini breakup in and
of itself. I see you, Matt. Oh, Matt's it. I'm telling everybody the tea. Ooh, okay, Matt. Okay.
It's a little breakup. So I've gotten so good at breaking up with people because of Tinder.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I love about Tinder. It teaches you life skills. Matt, did you learn that at summer camp?
No, I didn't learn it at summer.
Whoa! I thought the Red Sea happened!
No, I actually I learned it when I was doing my laundry earlier today.
Oh, okay, yeah. Matt. He said, I gotta separate the laundry. Ooh, which laundry is gonna get in and which laundry is gonna stay out? Ooh, I see you, Matt.
I was down there doing laundry with you, and you tried to take my laundry.
Oh, yeah, because you thought you could break up with my laundry? I don't think so, Matt, because I'm worried about the feelings. You know, I don't want to break up with somebody because I want to think... No, Matt, no, stop it. That is gaslighting, Matt.
No, you're gaslighting
me. Oh, man, I am done with you, Matt. Stop it, Matt. I don't think so. I don't think so, Matt. You are being... No, I don't like what you're saying right now, Matt.
Larry, we got to get you on a team because you play too much.
Oh, this is... this is the part of me that says I never want to get away from you because you're in love with me.
Oh, okay. Larry, how come every time I...
No, man, it's canceled. I don't like you, man. You are done. You're off the channel. We're breaking up. I mean, this is such a positive experience for me. I'm so happy right now. I do not like Matt. Matt is the worst. You know, this is positivity. This is called breaking up with people. That is what I just did with Matt. I broke up, you know, and it's like I'm now really upset, but I'm also really excited because I'm going to be able to break up with the next person a lot easier. You know, I'm always worried about the next breakup, but you got to be focused on the breakup that you're having now. And that's why people come to me for relationship advice. They're like, Larry, how do I keep my relationship together? And I just tell them to break up with the person that they're with because I want them to be in the best relationship they can be in. I don't know why I'm so good at this. That's just something about me. I don't know. But let's see some funny noises. Because funny noises, can't stop laughing, funny noises. I want you guys to really think about the noises that you listen to. Because these are noises that impact your everyday life. It's noise on top of noise. These are effects that happen.
Do more and more. Just let the relaxation...
It's relaxing, relaxation station. You just play the beat and move. You think you can break up with me if your name is Matt. So move, so move, so move, Matt, so move. Cause you think that I'm breaking up with you. No, no, no. And I said, no, we're done. You gaslight me, you gaslight you. Oh, 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 you gaslight me, I gaslight you. Oh, 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 oh.
And all your worries.
Hold your breath and think about life. Think about your next breakup because you know what's going to happen. Maybe you want to break up with the person you're with now. Maybe you should break up with them because that's how you focus on the next breakup.
Let yourself sink into super trance.
think about life and happiness, because that's what happens during breakups. Yeah, breakups is a part of me that you never gonna have. Oh my gosh, Katy Perry. Sometimes Katy Perry just gets to me. I don't know why. She's such an amazing rapper. I mean, Katy Perry just knows what she's talking about. She's like the rapper who never became a rapper because she wanted to break up. She's just so good at breaking up. I mean, a part of me wishes that I could just break up with rap, but I like rap. I love rap so much, so I just break up with funny sound noises. And, you know, I really, it's called future-focused thinking. And so, you know, there are so many different things, but Charlie XCX has one about boys.
I wish I had a better excuse, like I had to trash the hotel lobby. But I was busy thinking about boys.
It always surprises me how people are able to just say things and then you say and then like put them on this radio show and then do things about that. I love talking so much. Like, Charlie is one of the best people you will ever talk to because he's just so informative about breakups and people.
I don't think I'm very just, informative well, about that.
Yeah, you know what to do. You said part the Red Sea. You said conquer, divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer? You like
know, the divorce rates.
Or
Tinder.
Or
friends.
Or
breakups.
Julius Caesar.
Oh, that great Julius Caesar. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Julius Caesar.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah, that's exactly what Julius Caesar did. You know, he knows so many amazing things. I can't believe he invented the birthday party. That's
why. I know. Really, that's why it's so good. That's why. That's at all my birthday parties, they had Caesar salad.
Yeah, like you. Julius Caesar. Yeah, it's, you know, he really inspired a whole new generation.
He did. He really inspired the entire world.
Yeah, you know, it's like LeBron James. Like, there are so many Jameses in these world in this world today because of LeBron. It's like everybody wants to name their kid after LeBron James so that they become LeBron James.
That's, I mean, is that not how it works, Lane?
That's exactly how it works. That's called genetics. That's called biology.
Who are you named after,
then? You know, I was named after the great. You know, there are so many great people I was named after. Probably my favorite person I was named after is the amazing Khalid. You know, he's such an amazing singer.
Khalid?
Yeah, Khalid. He's such an amazing singer.
You were named after him?
Yeah, I was named after him.
Larry, Khalid, pretty much the same.
It's so amazing that, you know, you can just be named after people and then you put in the work and then you become the people that you put in the work for.
Right, right. I mean, I heard you singing. I heard you singing during these songs, Larry. Dude, you got some vocals.
Yeah, you know, I got a little something here and there that I like to show off.
Yeah, just like to dabble.
Yeah, you know, dabble, do things here and there. It's like, Larry, how do you rap? I don't know how to rap. You know, I just rap for the people because the people ask for it.
They ask for it, you deliver.
If you deliver, you deliver.
Right. If you deliver, you don't break up.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? You know, that's exactly what you want to do. You always want to break up with the people who want to break up with you. Exactly. That way, you break up with them first, and you're not the one going through the emotional distress.
Right. I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
That's just...
physics.
Common knowledge.
Yeah, it's physics. It's physics because
it's physics.
It's the net neutrality.
I mean, I just took a physics final the other day, and that was a question.
Yeah, it's a question. Like,
it's a question.
The physicists really work on this. They're like, how do you put the energy back into, you know, what are you doing?
How do you put the energy back into a relationship?
Okay, Charlie, I see you. I mean, you know, this is how you get an A in physics. Like, people don't understand.
I don't know about an A.
I think so. I think that this is how you get an A. This is an A right now. Like, what we're talking about, this is A-worthy.
What we're talking about is A material.
This is what they need to be asking themselves in physics. How do you break up with somebody?
Professor Hawley should be asking us these questions.
These are the bigger questions that they say they're going to challenge you in college with.
Exactly.
Like, when I visited, they were like, people come here because they want to feel challenged. This is a challenging question, but we just answered it.
It is. And we answered it. That's what Lafayette students
should we be do. In admissions? I feel like
we honestly should.
We could give tours about this.
You know how like some people get interviewed? What if we just do live interviews? So the general population can just listen into the interviews. And then if they like the person or not, that's how they get in.
Yeah, that's amazing.
How they perform on the Paraman presentation.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because you want to ask the challenge. Because people don't feel challenged.
People don't feel challenged.
Yeah, you know, physics isn't challenging unless it's ask challenging questions.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you could say that a lot about a lot of
that's
things.
That's every subject. Every subject is easy unless you ask the difficult question.
And why would you ask the difficult question?
Because nobody wants to know how much energy is really in an air ball.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, it's air, it's a ball, it's moving, I see the air, I see it, it's coming at me. This is the thing, this is why, you know, you ask these things to us, we give you answers, we tell you how to do the air ball.
Exactly. We tell you how to do the air ball.
You know what I mean? Because they think
Not an air ball, but an air ball.
Yeah, you know, you gotta know which air ball you're talking about. Because you're always surrounded by air that has energy, which is an air ball.
Exactly.
Charlie, it's always so much fun, like, just talking. So many amazing subjects. I mean, I don't even know. Like, I'm just crazy in love like Beyonce. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the summer. I'm just excited for what's about to happen with love.
Crazy, your love's coming, looking, coming, looking so crazy, your love. lingo, I sling though. If anything, I bling yo. Star like Ringo, roll like a Ringo rip. Crazy, bring your whole set. Crazy in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure him out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best firm chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How you think I got the name over? I've been real, the game's over. Call back young, ever since I made the change over the platinum. The game's been a rap one.
Crazy in love, you know, Beyonce, Beyonce, I love Beyonce, she knows it's ready for today, time presented by Skylarbrett, Sky, yeah, everybody say it right, y'all know the vibes, it's Tinder time with the vibes from Sky, yeah, it's Sky coming with you live from the Tinder times, so you know, I'm ready, we're ready, is the audience ready for Tinder, yeah, I'm ready, I'm so excited, it's Tinder. Oh boy, I'm so excited for Tinder. It's finding love. It's getting, you know, I'm ready to break up with people. You know what I mean, Charlie? You don't know how.
I understand.
You know what I mean? I'm so
just
excited
like
for the breakup.
Saying,
Matt,
we're going to become experts at breaking up.
This is how we're going to do it. It's future focused thinking. You know, if I don't get a match with somebody I swipe right on, I'm breaking up with them. It's right there. Even if they don't like me, I'm breaking up because that is what you do because I'm ready to focus on my future. So the first person we have is somebody from Moravian College, and they're silly long-haired, and they don't like to tell their mom that I'm here. You know, I don't like to do that too because sometimes people think that I'm here and my mom thinks I'm home, but I'm not really home because I'm out. I gotta go out and do the world. I gotta see. What am I gonna see? I gotta look at you because that's Tinder. But you know, so many amazing things on Tinder. I love Tinder. So many amazing things. You know what I mean? You gotta swipe one way or the other. Which way do we swipe? We swipe the way that we want to swipe because the next person we have is somebody who wants to talk to me about stock options. I don't know much about the stock market, but I do know that my stock goes up when I play Tinder because I'm playing Tinder and then people invest in my Tinder because that's what you do. So, whoa, I think we have a match right here. You know what I mean? We're getting ready for the super like, whoa, it's a physician assistant. This person is smart, smart, smart. Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for this. This is a big commitment. Am I ready for this commitment? I don't know how I'm going to do this commitment. Charlie, we got to talk this one over. Am I ready?
We have to talk this one over.
Yeah, this is a commitment.
This is a
physician assistant.
Let's hear the rest of the bio.
They're looking for summer fun.
Summer fun.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I don't know if I am either.
This is so odd.
What kind of fun are we looking
for? I don't know what type of fun.
What kind of physician's assistant would be looking for fun?
I don't even know if she knows what fun means to the physics of fun.
I don't know either. Anything else in the bio?
She likes to walk.
Oh, big walker.
I like walking too. I just think we're perfect for each other.
Larry, do you like walking?
I love walking. I walk everywhere. Everybody looks at me when I walk. They think that.
Has it been like, didn't you like sprain your ankle?
Yeah, I sprained my ankle. You know, it was really upsetting because a lot of people look up to me as somebody who walks around a lot. So a lot of people really look up to my form because I really move my hips and my legs just really nice.
Now, are you back to fully recovered?
I'm getting back to the game, but you know, people like Marissa. I mean, people like, you know, people on Tinder may not be able to walk the way I can walk.
Yeah, I personally cannot walk the way that you are.
I mean, and you know, I gotta say no because I just don't think I'm ready for this type of commission.
You're gonna say no?
I'm sorry. No, we're done. All right, the next person that we have is, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, we have somebody named the Milestone. It's miles away. And so it's so amazing to find people on here that, you know, you never know. And there's nothing in the bio. That's what I love about bios, because it's like, whoa. And you know what I mean? It's like they could be a mile away. They could be miles and miles away, because you never know. That's the fun part about Tinder. You never know where people are. Like, they say where they are on the profile, but then they run away. And so, you know, we're just going to swipe. We're going to swipe right. Let's swipe right. Let's find love. I'm so ready for love. And, you know, this is something that I'm ready to do, you know. I love finding love. And the next person that we have doesn't have a bio either. What is this? I'm trying to get to know. I'm trying to find love. Why is it so hard for me to find love? I just want to read a bio and figure out if I'm ready to fall in love. I don't know why this is so hard for me. I just don't get why this is so hard. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? And so we have somebody here who's fully vaccinated. Oh my gosh. Whoa. Now this is it. Now this is what I'm looking for. Somebody fully vaccinated, looking for casual. And you know what? I don't even know what I can guess, because it's casual. It's casual time. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We're on Tinder. It's Tinder time. I'm ready for this super like. Let's find a super like. You know what I mean? But let's listen to a song first about, you know, finding love.
Just think.
Oh my gosh, I just love Taylor Swift. She just knows so much about Tinder. She's like, I'm gonna shake up my profile. Now I'm gonna break up with myself to break up with everybody in the future. That's called Taylor Swift for you. And I love that about Taylor Swift. You know, one of my great, great friends wants me to ask the world about what the world thinks about their Tinder profile. And I have to be honest, this person knows it's Tinder time. She's on there every day. She's like, I gotta be the coffee lover. She's a coffee lover. She loves coffee. She's there like, let me get my coffee. It's coffee. Are you ready for coffee? Coffee is a stimulant for all those people that don't know. It's a stimulant. You use coffee to stay awake. It's like, these are the fun facts that you only get when you learn, and you learn about this when you learn about thinking. And that's what it is. And, you know, they are so amazing every time that they have coffee. You know, we had ice cream the other day, and that ice cream, it went down it, and oh, it hit different. Let me tell you, it was cold. It was ice cream. It did not melt, so they were mad. They said, no, it's not ice cream. But I said it was ice cream because, you know, it's ice cream, but they're really just coffee lovers. You know, in their bio, it's all about the music. It's all about working out. It's all about the tattoos, and it's all about politics. You know, that's what it is when you're a part of the Tinder. And that's what I love about this person, you know, because they are part of the music, they're part of the working out, and they're part of the tattoo club. And that's so amazing to have those people on campus. But, you know, this is somebody that we just found on Tinder, and they are a cat lover. Oh, I want to boil it. I want to get with the cat. The cats are so cute and cuddly. Oh, I love cats so much. Cats are the best, you know. Charlie, I know that you're a dog person, but...
I am a dog person.
All right, cats or dogs?
Obviously dogs.
No, Lulu.
Lulu is a dog.
Lulu is not a dog. Lulu is my dog. It's half cat.
Yeah, but you know what? She's friendly. Cats are not friendly.
No, cats are so cuddly. How could they not be friendly?
Lulu is 100% more cuddly than any cat.
Lulu is not friendly.
Lulu is extremely friendly.
No,
when
no.
When you get to know her.
No, she did not like me.
She bites angles in the beginning.
Oh, it was a terrifying incident. I was upset.
I know you and your ankles, Larry.
It's an ankle.
But the thing is,
I'm waiting for the day that the bone can stick out of my ankle.
Exactly. And Lulu will help you with that day.
No, I don't want it to get bitten off. I love my ankle, man.
But the thing is, Larry, Lulu's in a class of her own.
Well, then maybe I'm not ready for this relationship with this person.
Maybe not. I don't think you are.
I mean, you know, they posted...
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, they posted a picture of a cat. I don't know if I'm ready for this commitment.
I personally am not ready for that.
Oh, all right. We got to say no. We can't swipe... Ooh. No, swipe left. I'm sorry. Oh, we have somebody. Oh, they are so amazing. I'm in love. They are COVID and serotonin free. Wow. Wow. This is outstanding. And they love politics. They love politics. Oh, my gosh. I don't like politics, though. But, you know, I like politics if they're into politics.
You don't like politics, Larry? You know, I beg to differ.
If you fall in love with politics, you got to fall in love with the people. And you know what I mean.
But what happens when you break up with politics?
I don't. Oh, this is called... Oh. You got that? Well, then you know it'd be easier because you guys both know the politics.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's the politics of breakups.
It's the politics of breakups.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, it's politics. Everything is politics these days. You know, if you break up with somebody, you gotta think about who they're gonna break up with in the future.
Right, and that is policy.
Yeah, new tea, and so I'm setting policy.
You can create policy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? This is what we're doing. We're creating policy. Yeah, we're swiping right. We might, you know what I mean? We're getting ready to use the super like. I mean, like, we're getting on some really, you know, people that, like, just really we're connecting with on, like, a marriage level. Like, I'm ready to get married. Like, this person loves eating at food. Who loves that? It's food. I love food. You know what I mean? And they're a car person. They love cars. Cars, oh my gosh. Am I ready for cars?
Cars the movie or physical cars?
No, they just go so fast.
Or mental cars. remember?
It's a mental car. Ooh.
It's a mental car.
Oh, which car do I go into?
There's three.
Oh, I gotta get out of this relationship. I gotta go. Donald I gotta Bort. Break up. Oh, we out of here. Ooh, this Tinder is gonna be stressed out. We need a song about, you know, about going and falling in love. Oh, I'm so scared. Justin Bieber, please get me out of here. You know what I mean? Tell me what to do right now. Oh, well, we're doing a new song by Justin Bieber. It's Company.
Paradise. Need a picture from my frame. Someone to share my brain. Tell me what you wanna drink. I'll tell you what I got in mind. Oh, I don't know your name, but I
each other company. We can keep it going up. Oh, don't miss out on us. Just wanna have a conversation. Forget about the obligations. Maybe we can stay in touch. Oh, that ain't doing too much. You ain't gotta be my lover for me to call you baby. Never been out on no pressure. Ain't that serious, no. Each other company.
Each other's company. Yeah, we can be each other's company because we're out here. We're company. We're company. Oh, that is called company. Oh, it's my Justin Bieber. You know, we're big Justin Bieber fans, and he's a big fan of Tinder. Right now, I have somebody with me. Their name is Leah, the creator, Leah, the Tinder person, the person I talk to about Tinder. She's the person I go to with advice about Tinder. But more importantly, I'm here to help her with her relationship. You know, Leah, I've been breaking people up all day.
Yes, tell me. Help so bad. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, what do you need help with? Tell me about breaking. Tell me about the person you want to break up with.
About the person I want to break up with?
You gotta tell me. Tell me.
Multiple. I don't even know. I've got a couple I need to work on.
The first thing I want you to.
Let me.
Break up with them. Break up with them right now. Send me text. Tell them it's over.
What?
Tell them that you're done. Because you have to get ready for your next breakup.
That's what I was planning on doing. You know what I was thinking about doing? I was thinking about sending them an edible arrangement.
Oh, yes. That's a great idea. Make them eat the breakup. Make them eat the breakup. That's such an amazing idea, Leah. Make them eat the breakup.
That's the plan. Is the edible arrangement going to spell out it's over?
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Leah, I see you. You're an expert at this.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
It's so,
you know, from one therapist to another, it's so amazing that you know how to do this.
Yes. I mean, that psych class really gave us the credentials to be psychiatrists.
I mean,
really
exactly.
Great.
You know, you break up with somebody, you know, Leah's so amazing at breakups. She just breaks up with people on the daily. That's what I love about Leah. She's so ready for the next relationship. Isn't that right, Leah?
Thank you so much. You know what, Larry? That means a lot coming from you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Leah, one of my best friends in the world. She's so amazing. Knows so much about breaking up. She is so amazing, you know, because if you break up with somebody, you're done. You're over. I love breakups, you know, because I break up with them and they break up with me, but at the end of the day, it's Tinder. It's fun. You know what I mean? And we're gonna get back to the next Tinder segment. You know what I mean? We're just out here playing, you know, finding love. Maybe we'll find love, you know, and we have the next person. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! We're in love! I'm in love right now! You guys have no idea how in love I am. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! We're swiping right. We're super liking. We're super liking. No, we're super liking.
it was super liking. Oh my gosh. You guys don't know who this person is, but they are. They are so amazing. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. They are only like they post pictures of themselves. Like they post pictures of themselves and they're next to the wall. They're doing the mirror pic smile. They're doing that classic smile. Ooh, you look smiling. I love smiling inside the mirror. But you know, when they smile in the mirror, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe I'm in love. Charlie. Am I ready for love?
That's a really big question, Larry. I think personally you are.
I just don't know what it is. I just feel like I'm falling in love on Tinder as we speak.
It seems like you are. From being in the room sitting next to you.
I mean, they're just perfect.
I see the goosebumps on your arms. I see the signs.
They have a mirror.
They have a mirror. That's big. That's a lot of points.
And right they there. Post wall pics. I post wall pics.
You do too.
I love walls.
You love walls. It's and a, you love pictures. So wall- when you combine them, it's even
we
better.
Have so much to talk about. It's like we were made for you. We're soulmates.
Soulmates.
Oh my god.
Is this a swipe right?
Yeah, we super like it. This is my super like.
This is your super like.
We gotta use it here.
We gotta use it.
There's only limited time to use it.
Only limited time.
Oh my gosh. Yep, we're doing it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You know, it's so amazing that you get to find love with so many people in so many ways. That's called...
You know what? You know what I want to point out right now, Larry? We haven't broken up with anyone yet.
Oh yeah, we haven't. How do we break up with somebody?
Didn't we classify that as a swipe left?
Oh, it is a swipe left,
the reject?
We need to watch a video on breaking up, because I don't know how to do this. So let's see what breaking up has about breaking up with people, because I don't even know how to break up with people. Maybe there's a video about the 7 stages of breakups that we can watch and learn.
I'm down to learn.
Let's learn.
Let's watch this together.
Oops. As painful as it is right now, we want you to know that it won't always be this way. Here are the 7 stages of heartbreak. 1. Obsession for answers. We often yearn for closure because the confusion hurts too much. But closure doesn't always
closure.
Come, and more importantly,
I'm not ready for
it doesn't
closure.
Change
not ready I'm not ready for closure. I'm so upset right now. Oh, I'm breaking up with that breakup. We're breaking up. You know what I mean? I'm so ready to swipe left on people. I learned so much about things about people through Tinder.
You're ready to swipe left?
I'm ready to swipe left. Okay, We're done with you. They think that they like country music. No.
Do they now?
No, I don't even think that they know what that is.
I don't even think they know what that is.
Do you know what I mean? They think that they know but I know what they're thinking sometimes. You know what I mean? And you know, I have so many amazing, amazing people to go to about that. And that's why, you know, when you break up with somebody, you just want to find somebody like you. And that's what Adam Levine does so nicely in his songs. So let's see what Adam Levine has to say about breakups.
Spent the weekend getting even. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. What I thought would, babe, let me close. 'Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah.
6:45. Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time. Yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive. Oh, cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah.
Not too long ago, I was dancing with dollies. No, it's really real if I let you meet my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. Where every other girl you meet is too gazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Coming right, right up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now, doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more white horses to carry. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
It's those summer vibes, you know what I mean. Oh, I need somebody like you. What you gonna do, what you gonna do? Cause it's rap star, we rap it out. You know I love rapping, and that's just one of the parts of me. You know what I mean? And it's been so much fun, honestly, having this radio show with you guys this entire semester. You know, it's been ups and downs. We didn't know when the radio was on at first. Look how far we came, you know. It was so amazing. I didn't even know if the radio was on the first time I did the radio. It just turned on. I was like, whoa. With the radio, it's on. It's scary, but you know, you learn, you grow, and that's, you know, part of why I love going on this journey with you guys. So I just want to say, you guys, thank you guys so much for all tuning in this year. I really appreciate it. I have one last segment of the show, one last song to play before we get into this last segment, but please, anybody who wants to call in, now is your time to call in, because this will be the last segment. Last song before we do a last call in. If you want to call in for the last time, please do so. Let's see what Singular has to say. Because it feels like home. You know what I mean? This is how it's gonna feel when I'm home.
If there's life in the east, that's where I will go. Born in the streets, I know where I'm from. Be asking for me, you already know.
Turn up.
Where the vibes are from my home. The air that I breathe, the same everywhere. So where's the party?
We on the street.
Cause I'm gonna be there. The air that we breathe, the same everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Thank you guys so much, all of you guys, for tuning in this year. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun doing this radio show. But don't worry, because we're going to be back next year. And we're going to have so many new segments for you guys. We're getting ready. You know, we're thinking about adding a video presentation. We're thinking about adding a podcast to this. We're thinking about adding things on adding things about adding things. You know, if you have any ideas, please let us know what we can do. You know, we might even add, you know, anything that we want to add. You know, we add because we add. We might do stand-up. We might do different things. You know, these are all in the works. And so next year, please tune in. You know, but I really appreciate everybody for tuning in. It's been a ride with you guys. So I really appreciate a lot of fun, you know, throughout the course of this year. But remember, you guys, when you go home, tell your parents about your first kiss. I really think you should, because that's a conversation you guys really are going to want to have. You know, because you never know when you're going to have that conversation. And I think you'll find it empowering. You know, it's going to be a fun conversation. Everybody will be confused, and that's part of it. You want to break up with that conversation. It's a great way to break up, you know? You know, I'm just giving you guys advice, and, you know, it's been amazing. But, you know, my name is the Pearman. You're listening to the Pearman presentation on WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We will see you guys next semester. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.